Let's refine that last implementation by leveraging jQuery to relocate my JavaScript code to the head of my page so that I don't need to somewhat arbitrarily paste it below the form in my body. Notice here that I first included in my page's head a script tag, the source of which is the URL of jQuery, that popular JavaScript library. Below that is another script tag, inside of which is my own code. In this first line of code, I specify, using jQuery, that I'd like to execute the following anonymous function when the so-called document is ready. Specifically, I would like to first get the element from the page whose unique ID is registration, that is my form. I'd like to register an event handler for the form submission and execute the following anonymous function whenever that event is triggered. Specifically, I'd like to get, using jQuery, the element whose unique identifier is registration, but from there grab the child of type input that happens to have an attribute called name whose value is email. Once gotten, I'd like to get the value that the user has provided for that form field and check, does it equal quote unquote with nothing in between. If so, I'd like to yell at the user that he or she must provide their email address. Meanwhile, I'd like to do something similar, checking whether that form, whose ID is registration, has an input field as a child that has a name attribute whose value is password, and check too if the user's value for that is quote unquote nothing. If so, I'd like to yell at the user, emphasizing that he or she must provide a password. Meanwhile, I'd also like to check if that form, whose ID is registration, has an input child whose name attribute equals password, has a value that does not equal the value that the user has typed in for the field that's similarly structured, but whose name is confirmation. If so, I want to yell at the user that his or her passwords do not match. Lastly, let's check if the registration form's input, whose name is agreement, is checked. And if so, let's negate that answer with bang and then yell at the user that he or she must agree to the terms and conditions. In each of these cases, when the user has erred, we return false to prevent the form submission to register.php. Else, if no mistakes have been made, we instead return true, thereby indicating that the form should indeed be submitted to register.php. Let's take a look in a browser. Here then is my form. Let's try to register with nothing, but nope, I must provide my email address. Let's do so. Registering again yields that I must provide a password. Let's do so, this time providing crimson. Passwords do not match because indeed I've not confirmed by typing crimson again. And now I must agree to the terms and conditions by checking this box, followed by one final register, and now I am really, well, not really, registered.